Georgius Agricola. Agricola was born of obscure parentage. From 1514 to 1518 he studied classics, philosophy, and philology at the University of Leipzig, which had recently been exposed to the humanist revival. Following the custom of the times, he Latinized his name to Georgius Agricola. After teaching Latin and Greek from 1518 to 1522 at a school in Zwickau, he returned to Leipzig to begin the study of medicine but found the university in disarray because of theological quarrels. A lifelong Catholic, he left in 1523 for more congenial surroundings in Italy. He studied medicine, natural science, and philosophy in Bologna and Padua, finishing with clinical studies in Venice. For 2 years he worked at the Aldine Press in Venice, principally in preparing an edition of Galen's works on medicine, published in 1525. In this task he collaborated with John Clement, who had been Thomas More's secretary during the writing of Utopia. More's book may well have influenced Agricola to concern himself later with the laws and social customs of the Saxon mining district. In Italy he also met and won the friendship of the great scholar Erasmus, who encouraged him to write and later published several of his books. Erasmus wrote an introduction to Agricola's first book, The Mineralogical Treatise Bermanius. Agricola shared that honor with More and only three other scholars. In 1526 he returned to Saxony, and from 1527 to 1533 he was town physician in Joachimsthal, a burgeoning mining town in the richest metal mining district of Europe. Partly in the hope of finding new drugs among the ores and minerals of his adopted district, a hope eventually to be disappointed, he spent all his spare time visiting mines and smelting plants, talking to the better educated miners, and reading classical authors on mining. These years shaped the rest of his life and provided the subject matter for most of his books, beginning with Bermanius, Sive, De Re Metallica, 1530, a treatise on the Erzgebirge mining district. There are indications that he owned a share in a silver mine. He appears not to have been particularly distinguished as a physician, though in this pursuit he made use of direct observation rather than of received authority. Introduced the practice of quarantine into Germany, and his books make many references to miners' occupational diseases. In 1533 he became town physician in Chemnitz, where he remained to the end of his life. In 1546 Duke Maurice, Elector of Saxony, appointed Agricola burgomaster, mayor, of Chemnitz. He also served as an emissary in the Protestant ruler Maurice's ambiguous negotiations with Charles V, the Holy Roman Emperor. The religious wars of the period rapidly eroded the tolerance that had hitherto prevailed in the Protestant German states, a tolerance from which Agricola had benefited. Apart from his diplomatic role, Agricola took only limited interest in politics. His youthful Turkish speech of 1529, a vigorous call to the Holy Roman Emperor Ferdinand I to undertake a war against the Turks, was a patriotic hymn to Germany and a call to political and religious unity. It made a great impression on the public and was often reprinted. Concerned, however, with mining and metallurgy, and he discussed the geology of ore bodies, surveying, mine construction, pumping, and ventilation. There is much on the application of water power. He describes the assaying of ores, the methods used for enriching ores before smelting, and procedures for smelting and refining a number of metals, and he concludes with a discussion of the production of glass and of a variety of chemicals used in smelting operations. In De Natura Fossilium, the book on which rests his right to be regarded as the father of mineralogy, Agricola offers a classification of minerals, called fossils at that time, in terms of geometrical form, spheres, cones, plates. He was probably the first to distinguish between simple substances and compounds. In Agricola's day, chemical knowledge was almost non-existent, and there was no proper chemical analysis, other than analysis of ores by the use of fire, so the classification of ores was necessarily crude. In several other books, notably De Natura Eorum Quae Effluent Ex Terra, 1546, and De Ortu et Causas Subterraneorum, 1546, Agricola describes his ideas on the origin of ore deposits in veins and correctly attributes them to deposition from aqueous solution. He also describes in detail the erosive action of rivers and its effect in the shaping of mountains. His readiness to discard received authority, even that of classical authors, such as Aristotle and Pliny, is impressive.